ZANU-PF insisted on the death penalty. Minister Mnangagwa himself insisted on the death penalty in the management committee and so on. When some of us were saying, let's abolish this death penalty because it is diabolic. Also, the practice in Zimbabwe is that after a person is sentenced to death, they can live for 30, 40 years on the death row without being hanged. That's a living hell. It is unnecessary. Some people sentenced to death at the age of 22, then get hanged at the age of 70. Now, you are punishing a person who was a youth, but you are now punishing the adult who probably has repented, who probably is now wiser, who probably is now a different personality from the person who committed the offense. Or in some instances, some of them are converted Christians, well-meaning Christians. Those are the people that you will then hang. But the person who committed the offense was a hot-blooded, understanding somebody. But when they grow and mature, they change. And if you hang them at that time, you are hanging a completely different person.
Mr. Mavinga, what do you think about this move that has been taken by Mr. Mnangagwa?
Well, it's certainly a welcome move to the extent that it spares people their lives. And it is also a reflection on Minister Mnangagwa's own personal history, that he himself was spared the hangman's noose earlier in his younger days. But ZANU-PF should take this further to ensure that the death penalty in Zimbabwe is abolished from our statutes, from our constitution, and not just that there is a refrain from signing the death penalty notices. So this is welcome, but not enough.
Mr. Monzora, what do you think about Mr. Mnangagwa's move, since this is something that eventually found its way into the constitution? Now, what do you make of this?
Well, it shows that there was double speak on the part of his party. He is one of the people who supported the death penalty during the writing of the constitution. That's complicating work for us. But it is good that he is now saying that there should be no death penalty. I agree with Dewa to the extent that it is not enough. What must happen is that Minister Mnangagwa must take a law to Parliament in the form of the amendment to the Criminal Procedure and Evidence Act to specifically state that there shall be no death penalty, because it is allowed in the Constitution to put such a law. If that happens, then everybody is safe. But if it is left as it is left to the discretion of the minister, Minister Mnangagwa, because of the polarization in this country, they will not pass death penalty for ZANU-PF people or people they support or their friends, but retain death penalty for people they do not like.
Mr. Mavinga, when we talk of gender equality and justice, only males being likely candidates of the death penalty, what do you think when we look at the gender here?
Well, legally, technically, there is an argument clearly that to say only males can face the death penalty is discriminatory. But really and practically, I think this was a half-hearted move by ZANU-PF or by government towards abolishing the death penalty. It should not be a question of discrimination, but simply a question that there is now an abolishment of the death penalty, and that is not acceptable at all in Zimbabwe and should be removed from the constitution and from our statutes.
Mr. Monzora, would you say that if you were to get into power, what would you do?
We would abolish the death penalty. In fact, what we did, because I was involved in the drafting of that particular clause, we agreed to create, purposefully, to create an absurdity where a woman, no matter how cruel, no matter how unfeeling, no matter how callous, is set free, and a man is set to hang. That absurdity was meant to protect the men, because they could raise it in court and escape the death penalty. This is because we had failed to secure consensus from ZANU-PF to completely abolish the death penalty.
Mr. Mavinga, do you think it would be possible for someone to appeal on the basis that this death penalty is kind of gender insensitive?
It would be possible. In a normal democratic society, an appeal would succeed. But in Zimbabwe, the law is much more complex because it is highly politicized and the judiciary is compromised to an extent. So it would be very difficult for lawyers to win on a technicality, because the political always takes the upper hand. Take, for example, what my learned colleague, Mr. Mwanzora, has been saying recently just now, that Senator Morgan Komichi is languishing without bail in prison since before election, because presumably he's MDCT and he is said to face a big crime. On the other hand, Masimere Mbwa, whom the president accused of fraud for over $6 million, is walking scot-free. So this kind of application of the law has to be addressed if we are to have proper restoration of the rule of law.